Matt Greenwood returning on regional radio with Grant Pauley, Windsor wrestler in the 145-pound weight division out of Class 3, district champion over this past weekend, and strong enough to earn him the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week award. And Grant, first off, congratulations on your district run, and congratulations on this award. Kind of just give us a quick little rundown of your year this year. And I know we got to talk to you about career victory number 100 just a little while ago, so you just keep on keeping on, don't you?
I do. That's my whole plan, is just to keep on going, treat every single match not as a different match, but as just a regular old match. State matches are important, but I'm just going to treat them the same as every other match. Just go out there and wrestle and give it my best shot. Leave everything out there.
You know, as you continue to accomplish more and more things, more and more people take notice. You certainly caught my attention with your district title run, and now you get this Athlete of the Week award. Your thoughts went when you found out from Coach yesterday, or from Tom, whoever spoke to you, that you were our Athlete of the Week out of all the wrestlers that were district champions this week? What did that mean to you?
Well, it made me feel special. Like, out of all the district champions, because there were a lot of them, every single weight class there was one of them, so... But it made me feel special because I've never been an Athlete of the Week. I've never been the Play It Back Athlete of the Week before, and it was pretty cool. It's something that I've never had happen to me before.
All right, let's talk about your district run. Four falls, officially, is how you want them. But, boy, guys threw everything at you that they possibly could. You end up getting that district championship and a feeling that I don't think you're too unfamiliar with, because weren't you a district champion last year as well? So, yeah, so you understand what it takes to win it. But to win it as a junior, knowing that you still have more to go and you got the state wrestling tournament tomorrow, what's it like to be a district champion? Explain that feeling to those that haven't felt it yet.
Well, the feeling's special. It makes you more confident knowing that you just won districts. It's a confidence booster for state. When you win districts, it makes you feel unstoppable, and then you get to state, and it makes you feel unstoppable again because it's state. Not everyone makes it to state. Not everyone can do wrestling. Not everyone can make it to state. So it's just a big confidence booster, and I'm planning on keeping that confidence through the whole state tournament.
Let's talk about your district run. Like I said, four falls officially. Kind of take us through each individual match and how it makes you a tougher opponent moving forward in state.
So, my first match, the kid was pretty tough. He was strong, he was lengthy, but I got in on his legs, shot a double leg, stuck him in a half, and pinned him. Same with the second kid, strong, fast opponent, really good wrestler. Got a double leg on him, pinned him in a half. Now, my semifinals match was definitely the hardest out of every one of them. He knew how I wrestled. I've wrestled him before this year, I've wrestled him before previous years, and he knew how I wrestled, so... He was kind of keeping me away because I'm a close-range wrestler. And I scored a point. He tried shooting on me, and I just threw him and stuck him in his back. That's how that went. And then my finals match, that kid also knew how I wrestled because I wrestled him at the SEMO Conference Tournament. And he kind of wrestled differently too, but he was backing up. So I knew he was kind of doing the same thing as my semifinals match kid. So I snapped him down, got him in a headlock, stuck him in a cradle, and pinned him there. And that was... basically the end of the finals.
I gotta imagine that, I mean, you gotta wrestle a lot to be able to make that sort of in-match adjustment. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you had confidence in your abilities to do all that. So congratulations on being a district champion, and I saw you nodding your head while I was saying that. And you know, not a lot of wrestlers can say that they can adjust to a change. When they're used to something and they're used to going a certain way and winning that certain way, it's hard to adjust. Where did that come for you, though? How is it, not necessarily easy, but how do you make it appear to be easy to make those adjustments in match?
Well, making the adjustments during the matches aren't easy necessarily. Sometimes you make an adjustment and it can completely backfire, because sometimes you just want to wrestle your match and that's how you want to do it, because you want to set the kid off and do what you do, do what you're good at, wrestle your moves, wrestle your style. But sometimes making an adjustment in a match is the right thing to do. Because, like, it's like during football, like during halftime, the coach makes up a defense to stop their plays that they saw during the first half. You gotta make it up. You gotta make it up as you go.
Is that something, do you ever practice? Do you get... teammates of yours or coaches of yours to throw a wrinkle in your plan, so to speak?
Well, everyone in the wrestling room wrestles differently. The coaches wrestle differently than the kids. The kids wrestle differently than the coaches. So when I wrestle everyone in the room, it kind of gives me a feel for everything that I'm going up against. And, you know, the practice room is definitely the time to try stuff out. When I adjust something in the wrestling room and it works against the kid that I'm wrestling against style, I definitely know I can go out there during a regular match in the district finals and definitely make a change to win districts.
We're speaking to Grant Pauley, Windsor wrestler, district champion, moving on to state, which begins tomorrow. Our athlete of the week here, Grant, talk about the field that's set for you. What's it going to take to win a state championship?
Well, what it takes to win a state championship is just keep on moving forward. It's nonstop moving forward. After you wrestle a match and you win, you feel confidence, but you just go out there and wrestle it again. Wrestle with the same way that you wrestled the first round and the second round and third round, and hopefully get to that state finals and wrestle my match and succeed to win that one and win a state championship again.
Can you dive into your first round matchup and just sort of the wrestlers that you and Coach Bollinger are keeping an eye on as you get ready for state tomorrow?
Well, the wrestlers that I'm keeping an eye on are definitely Christian Zeke, Braxton Barnes, the freshman from Hannibal. I mean, I don't really know him that well, but he's pretty good of what I've heard. And a kid named Colby Benji, which those two have to wrestle. They're below me in the bracket, one little bracket below me. So when I win my first one, I'll have to wrestle either one of them. And that's going to be a hard one. It's going to be a hard match right there. But I think I can pull it off to go to the semifinals.
And what is your seeding in the state? Do you know?
I think I'm third in the state. So I think I'm sitting pretty. Last year I finished fourth, so I mean, everyone wants to go for that first place medal, but it's all about improving for me. Like, I plan on wrestling after high school, and I don't want to peak too soon. So hopefully, if I don't win a state championship in high school, hopefully I'll win some NCAA tournament in college.
Right.
And that's when I'll peak, when the time's right. But either way, I know I'm going to peak sometime, and it's going to be an amazing outcome.
All right, one last thing for this athlete of the week. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy will donate $25 to a nonprofit of your choice. What is your choice, Grant, and why?
I choose the Wounded Warrior Project, and seeing those veterans come home from war, from battle, defending our country, defending our lives, and seeing them come home homeless, no food, no warmth, no place to stay. And it's just, it's kind of heartbreaking seeing them come home to a country that they don't have a home in, that they just got done fighting for. And I choose them because being a veteran in war is just awesome. Being a military dude is just awesome to me. Putting your life out there on the line, defending the country that you love, is just awesome.
All right, very cool. Hey, Grant, congratulations on being Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you moving forward at state. Go get that state medal.
Oh, yeah, I will. Definitely will. I'll bring something back.
Bring some hardware.
All right, that is Grant Pauley, our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week, joining us here on Regional Radio.